Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Anna and Natalie with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland small town Tambo suffered 6 weeks of no ADSL landline internet and 2 weeks of no landline phones over the past 2 to 3 months. The telecommunication outage problem affected the business and tourism of the 300-populated town gravely. Telstra has advised their customers to improve their mobile coverage by using an NBN or other broadband connection to access the Wi-Fi calling.
A University of Queensland PhD candidate and a professor have uncovered an army of tiny organisms fighting to protect the Brisbane River with their unique method of monitoring river health. Over a 12-month period, almost 2,500 different types of microbial genomes were sampled and identified, 80% of which belong to previously unexplored species new to science. Candidate Mrs. Prabhu explained that they find a high number of microbes feeding pattern indicate significant human pollution, stating sadly, the reality is while these microbes remain well-fed, the river is suffering.
In national news, government-owned Qatar Airways is looking to buy a 20% stake in Virgin Australia. Australian aviation expert Geoffrey Thomas said a deal with Virgin would help Qatar bid for more flight slots in Australia while establishing competition with the rival Emirates. He said domestic airfares could possibly decrease if the 20% stake is approved, and Emirates and Qatar competing for international travellers would also reduce international prices.
Four of the biggest online platforms are appearing before a parliamentary inquiry into social media and its role in Australia today, right now. Representatives from Meta, Snap Inc., TikTok Australia and Google are invited to explore the influence and impacts of social media on Australia society in the public hearing. The committee will be hearing about how social media companies operate in Australia, the impact they have and the changes needed to be seen.
In international news, Kenyan police have fired rubber bullets and released tear gas on protesters in Nairobi who were gathered in memory of the 23 demonstrators killed earlier this week. The protesters, many of whom were young Kenyans, returned to the city streets yesterday following the death of demonstrators fighting against controversial tax hikes. Kenyan President William Ruto had announced on Wednesday he will scrap the financial bill that sparked the initial protest. He said, listening keenly to the people of Kenya who have said loudly that they want nothing to do with this finance bill 2024, I concede.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with patchy morning fog and a slight chance of a shower. It's currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The UV index is predicted to reach a moderate 4. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We will be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter and head to www.4ZZ.org.au.
Paradigm Shifts podcast is available online and via